way!
Son, you're too late. Your uncle's dead. They're all dead!
Your father! Gisborne's coming!
Tell him. Go on, tell him. Father, tell him his mind's a death trap. You'll not be working down there no more.
We'll not go down there again.
He will do as I say.
My brother's dead.
And your behaviour suggests that you'd care to join him.
We're on strike. Till it's showed up proper, you'll not get a miner down that death pit of yours again.
You'd rather die here.
Yes. I'd rather my soul roamed free up here than get trapped down there again.
Stay.
They claim they would rather die than go back down.
You're giving them choices.
Very good, Gizmo.
Well, enjoy the strike. Make your film much better. Goodbye. They're all sacked.
Really? I thought we need the mine working.
Really? Forward planning, Gisborne. It's all under control.
There will be fresh workers arriving who will do as they're told. By tomorrow morning, this mine will be working. Unlike you lot.
Bury this man's body with the others. His family will pay for the grave. They will not work. They will not be fed until I see fit. Anyone giving them assistance will hang. You're all sacked. Go home.
Like this.
Yeah, if you're so bothered about the archery competition...
I'm not!
If you're so bothered, we could always have a little competition here.
I don't want to be in the archery competition, even if there is a silver arrow for the winner.
Just as well. Because by the time we've done a little hunting and had ourselves a decent feast, there'll be no time to go to Nottingham and get ourselves hanged.
Father, I'll avenge thee. Gisborne will pay.
Food parcels.
You can't give to us. Gisborne's forbidden it. He has spies everywhere.
Nothing like a tragedy to bring out the do-gooders. Where is your leader? Where is Robin Hood? Or are you alone? Does Robin Hood think himself too important to do his own mischief now? And a few words, no matter. I'm sure I will hear your voice when you plead for your life. Not even an ouch.
Ouch costs nothing. Surely you could utter an ouch.
Trap worked. We caught one. A car. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, rubbish heap, and you, rubbish heap.
Here, it's all I have of value. Check it.
Pretty. Not very appetizing.
Livestock.
Take one. Let me on my way. They'll work for you. They understand simple commands.
New men for the sheriff's mine.
Slaves.
Okay. Watch it on. Yes. Come through.
Father.
You heard?
I caught it on a splinter on the door.
Let me see.
No, it's nothing. What does Gisborne want?
I don't know. Come down.
Marion?
To what do we owe the honor, Sir Guy?
Today I'm attending, as I'm sure you would expect. You yourself may also have the intention. But I thought, even so, that would not necessarily make my question redundant.
Attending?
The sheriff's fair.
Oh.
So, what's your answer?
Forgive me, Sir Guy. I do not yet understand the question.
I am inviting you to the fair as my personal guest.
I fear I wouldn't be good company. I'm tired.
You're ashamed of your hair. But I've thought of that. I have a gift for you. It's a shawl. You can...
I didn't sleep well, that is all.
You're declining my invitation.
Marion is delicate. She is wounded.
Wounded?
For pride. Wounded pride. My hair, as you guessed. Thank you.
So, you will come. Good. Should be an interesting day. Sheriff is convinced that he'll deal Robin Hood. He's put up a silver arrow as a prize.
Silver?
Yeah, it won't work. But he's delegating his crimes to lackeys now. I confronted one of them this morning.
An outlaw?
Or a disguised villager. I'll find him. He's marked. I inflicted a wound to his arm. That was being kind. I should have killed him. Well, I'll send a coach for you then. Good day. My lady.
Sir Guy. I think you owe me an explanation, young lady. It was you, wasn't it?
There are people starving. People whose menfolk have died at the mine. Should we do nothing?
What? You think you're Robin Hood now? Is that it? You're in competition with Robin?
This is no competition. I've been helping people far longer than him.
How much longer?
3 years!
I do not know you at all, do I?
I never thought I'd see this again. Outrageous. Disgrace. Trading people.
Would you like some more wine?
Funny, you brought me here for a picnic.
We need him. He's our way into the mine.
There is no way into the mine.
We are going to stop this. This is a gift. We are going to close the mine once and for all.
We will stop this human trafficking.
I thought you were going to slit me throat. Or worse.
We don't do throat slitting. It's too messy.
Now you've eaten, I would like to feed your prisoners.
Not meat. It makes them spirited, see? And keep your distance. Don't let them breathe near you. Disease. Some of our soldiers dropped dead after getting too close.
Dropped dead?
Aye. One minute stood there strong as you, the next. Brains dripping from their nostrils. Water. That'll do them. I had some scraps earlier. It used to be a decent living to be made from selling folk. And the Pope goes and bans trading Christians. Thank heavens King Richard likes his wars abroad.
Well, they need water.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Look, you seriously don't believe me?
No.
Well, give them water. Can't you see they're suffering enough?
I notice you're not doing it.
Listen, there is no disease. It's ignorance and superstition. You are a genius.
John!
Have a drink with our friend.
What?
There's something I need to find in the forest. I need some time. If he loses consciousness, then so be it.
No consciousness.
We would have had to close the mine.
Slaves. I prefer outworkers. This morning it is tiresome, isn't it? Outward. Ah, at least nobody will grieve for our new workers when they turn up. Women. How do they manage to hit the particular pitch that makes you want to pierce your eardrums with a stick? Never marry Gisborne. At a distance, think of a leper.
Soon after Robin went to war, you remember I was ill. Sarah, the cook, used to look after me. She was always so jolly, and one day she didn't come. The physician who visited me told me her daughter was seriously ill and had been for a long time. So when you were asleep, I visited Sarah and I gave her daughter my medicine.
Very noble, but if you were caught now...
Sarah was so shocked that I should care about anything in her world. And that's when I decided I could go to war too. I could go to war against poverty.
Sir Edward, my lady, Sir Guy is waiting.
We need to get rid of the guards at the mine. One of you has to travel in the cage as a prisoner. We need a man on the inside to start the rumour of Turk flu.
A volunteer?
Yes, Smutch. Thank you.
Alan? And what, I eat this, do I?
No, just chew. There is nothing to fear. Once the guards believe that the prisoners have a disease, they'll run for their lives.
Oh, surely only the stupid amongst them's gonna fall for it. I mean, Turk flu?
People fear what they don't understand.
I wasn't scared. No.
Will, you proved my point. If even you had doubts, the sheriff's men, there'll be a pushover.
Well, it'll never work. I have another suggestion. Instead of relying on the sheriff's men being as stupid as... Go on. Hey, let go!
It's mine! Stolen!
You speak English.
You're not going to like this, Robin. But I think that's Marion in Gisborne's coach.
She must be going to Nottingham,
the sheriff's fair.
Who
Oh, why did I do that? Why did I tell him to stand up to Gisborne? I should have just kept my mouth shut. I told him to stand up for himself. But what did I do? Gisborne and the sheriff walked straight by me and I did nothing. You and me will get through this. Don't worry, I'm not going to do anything stupid. Why would I do anything stupid? It's just something I need to do. I'll see you later. I'll see you.
Aslama?
Salama.
I have a simple, yet effective way of gaining you freedom. And a lot less dangerous than riding into a heavily guarded mine.
Opening the cage, that is simple and effective.
No, this is clever. Renounce your god. Then nobody can buy or sell you.
Renounce my god.
And claim you believe in the Christian one. But it's all right. Because gods are all-knowing. So your god will know you're only pretending.
Why would I pretend to be Christian? You killed my people in the name of Christianity.
Shh! Christians cannot be traded. The sheriff will not buy you. You can go free and we can go home and eat.
So if it's that easy, you do it. Renounce your god.
Me?
You do not trust that he can see into your heart?
Of course I trust. He can. I could renounce him like that. I do not believe in God. No, I don't. There.
Come on, help me tie Brooker up.
I do. Obviously.
Where's the traitor?
Of course, by now I should be at home with a goblet of fine red wine. Hmm? Watching your archer. What's his name?
Michael the Red.
Michael the Red. Yes.
My lord, if you would prefer to go back to Nottingham, I'm happy to stay here.
Oh, what? Leave you in charge of the mine. Sorry, remind me exactly how much iron ore have you brought to the surface today? You, can't you get them to do some manoeuvres or something? Nearest I'll get to any entertainment today.
Left! 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 And turn! Left! 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 Come on!
We send Brooker in. Left! When the sheriff and Gisborne leave for Nottingham, Alan does his thing, and then we strike.
Now, this is what we do. You sell your prisoners to the sheriff, just as you planned.
Alan will be right behind you, disguised as a prisoner. If you give us away, be warned, we may have to review our policy on throat slitting.
Fire! There's a fire! Punishment from God! It's all my fault! Oh, I'm sorry, Lord, I do believe I do!
Mark, will you shut up?
How did you light that fire?
Let us go.
We are trying to help you.
You've stolen us to sell to another. You're no better than him.
Please, let me explain. Then if you do not wish to help us, then you're free to go. You have my word. What is your name?
Jack.
Jack, we will help you escape. But if you leave now, the sheriff will still need workers for his mine. More prisoners will arrive next month, people like you. We are going to destroy the mine, but we need your help.
How will you help us escape?
The sheriff will pay for you, and we will give you the money, and we will guide you to the people who will find you a safe passage to the port.
You made us the enemy, and now you play protector and ask for our help.
Let them decide. If you want to take your chance with freedom now, then go.
نحن بحاجة
نتصل ونصلي.
What did he say?
He says that if you do not let us go, he will kill you.
That is not what he said. He said nusalli. That means pray.
Is that what you want to do? Wash and pray?
Pray? Nusalli?
And then will you help us? Please.
Left! 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 Left and turn! Come on, look sharp!
Robin says that we have to get...
You spy on me!
No. Robin, we have to keep...
Remember, if this goes wrong, you will die.
This Nathan's. I went round Forest. Didn't want to risk the outlaws.
Did I ask for a route? No. Next month you will be on time. Do you understand?
I will be on time next month, my lord.
Shackles.
You don't expect full price for this one. He has no muscle.
He has spirit.
Spirit? I've seen more spirit on cheese.
Son of Dunn, and I'm going to kill Gisborne.
If you do that now, the mine will stay open. You will sabotage our plan, and you will put one of my men's life in danger.
If any die within the month, I'll take it off your next bill. Pay the man, Gisborne. But, so, to work. Iron. Iron.
Can't them get away?
If the Sheriff or Gisborne dead would help Nottingham, I'd have killed them months ago.
They deserve to die.
Would you rather see them lose the things that mean everything to them?
Like what?
The mine. Iron ore is their strength, their power.
In!
Give me a separate job, please. I'll work twice as hard.
You're not a prisoner of war, you're English.
I'm a deserter. There were loads of us, but it's the Turk flu. It's wiped out everyone except me.
The Turk flu?
Well, we English have no resistance. Foaming, writhing, rotting. One man caught it from as close as I am from you within minutes. This black liquid oozed from his nose.
Just get to work.
Worse, wailing widows or prancing peasants? Can you see the man who you fought with?
Short and injured. Although the injury would be beneath his left sleeve, perhaps I should order them all to remove their sleeves.
Perhaps you should remember who it is that gives the orders.
Arian.
My lord.
Lepers, Gisborne, lepers.
Kill him, his blood will poison the air. If you're going to kill someone, kill me, please. Please, it's not even...
What's that? What's wrong with him? Quick, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. Quick.
Hey!
Keep him conscious!
Robin! Robin!
What is this stuff? It tastes weird.
You'll be fine as long as you don't swallow it.
I said don't swallow it.
You'll be fine.
Light fires! Around those beams and inside!
Let me light them. I'll burn the place to the ground.
I don't think so. We'll do that.
No.
Let Rowan. For his father.
Thanks to the rogue element amongst you, I have been forced to introduce new security measures. The guilty object to security because the guilty have something to hide. So, I expect your full cooperation. No man shall wear a sleeve on his left arm. Oh, and do have a lovely fare.
Can I not keep the money?
You are a despicable, heartless, soulless slave trader. Lucky to escape with your life.
That's a no.
Now go.
Go? Ah! I'll see that you suffer.
You're letting him free?
Master, surely you'll run straight to the Sheriff of Nottingham, and the Sheriff and Gisborne will get on their horses and...
Oh, I get it.
Get what?
They come here, you go to your fair.
Much as it saddens me to drag Gisborne away from his wooing.
Gisborne's wooing?
Yes, Marion. Do you remember the road I told you of? When you get to the Abbey...
Mention your name.
Salaam alaikum, Jack.
Alaikum salam. Godspeed, Robin.
Much? What's going on with the pilot fire?
I'll do it.
Primitive.
Well, I think we deserve an outing to Nottingham for such a smooth and successful operation. In fact, apart from Alan's ingestion of a certain plant root...
Yeah, which would do what to me exactly?
No mistake, today has gone without it.
John!
Step forward, Ford! Son of Ford! Son of Ford!
No sign of Robin Hood.
He's a coward.
You're Michael the Red. Better be a winner. I don't want to have to give this silver arrow away.
Well, surely if Marmon wins, then the silver arrow will be mine.
If Robin Hood turns up and wins, I will hang him and keep the arrow. If he doesn't, then your man wins and he will return it.
I see.
Or I will hold you responsible.
When are we going to burn the mine? The Sheriff will be coming.
We can't until we've rescued John.
I'm going down there.
To do what? Get stuck down there with him?
To help him!
We broke up the ladders for firewood.
If we can't pull him out...
He could be bleeding to death!
Maybe he just can't breathe properly.
So he suffocates. Would that suit you better?
I'll go down there. You need someone smaller.
You couldn't lift him, thank you, but...
I'll help him lift himself.
He could be bleeding.
Or suffocating, I heard. My father was a physician.
Oh, great. My father was a blacksmith. Doesn't mean I can make a horseshoe.
No, Jack, wait, please.
If there is something you can do.
I can stop the blood. Bring him round.
Then do it.
I need silver. Look over there. There must be some along with the iron ore.
Silver? He wants paying now.
Traces of silver. Not coins. And water. Quickly.
Do as he says.
Sorry, Lord. I will fast for a day and a night. Just please let us get it out.
Silver and this acid. Together make a liquid. Stop the bleeding. You don't need to understand.
Fine. Save Gisborne's mind. Save his wealth. I'm gonna go and tear his heart. Let's see him woo a dead woman.
They say the peel of an apple can predict who a woman will marry.
How?
The curl of the peel represents the first letter of his name.
Oh. Our next archer is Michael Varane.
Ah, this will impress you.
I cut myself.
Your arm?
No, my hand.
Look. Stepping up to the mark.
Must have got some on my sleeve.
Michael the Red. Come on.
He wants us to follow him.
The mind!
The mind?
Robin Hood!
Robin Hood?
Fire!
Robin Hood, mind. My soldiers! Soldiers!
It's witchcraft. Because we don't know what it is. We made him trust us, so we have to trust him. Just drop the second line down.
Lower me down.
Oh, I'm not being funny. We should have gone after Brooker. The top of the sheriff by now.
But...
Three days, that'd be three nights. But a morsel will cross my lips.
Break!
get the outlaws!
Where are the others?
Gone.
Hey, Ron will be sorry, Mr. Blaze.
Him. He's gone to take revenge on his enemy.
Why? Gisborne's here.
His woman. To tear his heart out by killing his woman.
Gisborne hasn't got a...
Marry him. Nothing tempts pennies from the poor like the hope of silver. Name?
Rowan, son of Dunn.
Rowan, son of Dunn?
Not soon to keep your pennies, son.
No, thanks. Penny well spent.
The next contestant will be...
Supposed to be in Nottingham trying to win the Silver Arrow.
Following Marion, quick.
My lady, it'll be quick. I'm a good shot.
Your father died at the mine, didn't he?
How do you know?
It's difficult to explain. But I know he must have loved you very much. Everybody knew how dangerous it was to go down that mine.
I told him not to.
He wanted to feed you and your family.
Your lover knew it wasn't safe.
Your father must have known too.
I'm going to kill you. Make him suffer. Make him understand loss.
At the cost of your own life?
It's what Gisborne deserves.
Your mother will lose the man of her house twice. What about her suffering?
I can't do nothing. Just stand and do nothing.
Well, if you want to hurt the sheriff, win his silver arrow. You say you are a good shot. Win it. Use the silver, melt it down into coins. You could feed your family for months. Compensate all the miners' widows. Or would you rather shoot an unarmed woman? Better late than never, I suppose. Make sure this one wins the silver arrow.
Robin, help me.
Will the next contestant please take his mark? The next contestant is the Robin, son of Dunn.
Miners for a whole winter. Come on, let's go.
Go on.
daddy!
No food or drink for one day and night, and then he'll be fine.
Ah, just as well, seeing as there's so little venison left.
Hey!
Well, you're fasting too, aren't you? You made a promise. To God.
You don't know it was him who got us out. We might have got out of there anyway. And if it had been him, there would have been a sign. And there was no sign. So I am going to build a fire, cook some food, and there's nothing any of you can do about it.
Champion of the Sheriff's Fair and winner of the Silver Arrow, Rowan, son of Dunn!
Which means I have to fast. Except God wants me to eat. Oh, quite a lot.
Jack, come and join us.
For good?
Well, I was thinking just for dinner, but...
I was thinking for good. Perhaps I should have let your big friend here die, huh? Then there would have been a vacancy.
It wouldn't be safe for you to join us.
For us or for him?
For her.
I guessed as much. What's your name? Your real name?
Sophia.
Sophia?
But I prefer you to call me Jack.
Jack. Well, your expertise did help to save Little John's life, for which we will be eternally indebted. Anyone have a problem with a woman joining the gang?
Can you,
I'm a rubbish cooker.
Ah.
Well, looks like we're cooking dinner then.
If the fire thing was Jack and not a sign, then does that mean I can eat, or...?
I think you'd probably like to spar with words. I think you'd probably like to spar with actions, too.
That's a nasty habit she's got. There's an adventure waiting for you now at bbc.co.uk/Robin Hood. And the odds are stacked against today's contestants. Stay for BBC One for Dermot and One versus 100. Or dive over to BBC Three as Walking with Dinosaurs confronts the sea monsters in 10 minutes.